Our next story is about a movie set in a part of Los Angeles you may not know much about, unless you're South Asian.
Anyway, I'm gonna head up to Chat House. You want a snack? Dosa? Pani Puri? Bhel Puri? Dai Puri? Chana Chaat? Delhi Chaat? Samosa? Dokla? You don't want Dokla? Suit yourself.
The utter disbelief when someone refuses traditional street food snacks is a feeling most Indian Americans can relate to. The same feeling comes up often for Indian Americans who watch Four Samosas. The independent film follows four neighborhood pals who join together to commit a heist in the name of true love and, of course, some wealth redistribution. The quirky comedy is set in Artesia, better known as Little India in Los Angeles, complete with an Indian grocery store, a sari shop, and a threading salon. We're joined now by writer, director, producer Ravi Kapoor. Hey, Ravi.
Hi, how you guys doing?
We're good. So it was such a fun film. And the story follows Vinny, a wannabe rapper played by Venk Potula, who plans to disrupt his ex-girlfriend's impending wedding by, okay, wait for this, stealing her wedding diamonds from her father's grocery store. And of course, no comedy heist is without its band of misfits. It almost seemed a bit like a parody to me, like the film had some elements of parody. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I mean, I always wanted to make a heist movie, but without the high-tech stuff and without the car chases. So it is a little bit of a parody, I would say, of the typical heist movie that you might get on your Hollywood blockbuster fare. Because ultimately, I think it is a love story, and it's about Vinny trying to reconnect with somebody who's left him, and he's also trying to reconnect with his voice as well. So I think the heist element, in some ways, is just it's just a boat that we can sit on while we enjoy the view of this kind of love story.
And how did you conceive of the heist? Because it is pretty darn funny the way it all plays out. It's almost in that kind of like, oh my gosh, are they serious? Are they really going to do this? They do.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, all of these four people that are doing a heist, they really shouldn't be doing a heist at all. They have no skills. They have no experience in robbing anything. For me, it was just all about trying to figure out what is the most ridiculous way these people that don't know how to do it would try and attempt to do it. And what are their superpowers in some ways? And they all have their own little superpowers, but they're not really useful in the end. And I just always wanted to set something also in Artesia as well, which is LA's Little India. And that was kind of the initial kind of thought as well. It's like, what can I do in this space?
Yeah, so talk to me about that. I mean, for those who don't know Artesia, and I have to say I know Artesia well for the South Indian dosas, but it's a Little India that's kind of different from many of the other Little Indias around the country in that I would say it's kind of big and sprawling, much like kind of Los Angeles itself versus the tightly packed kind of Jackson Heights or Devon Street in Chicago. Talk to me about Artesia and why you wanted to set the film there.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you just said in terms of the difference with Artesia and the other Little Indias all around the world is so bang on. It does feel in some ways like a Western town to some degrees because it is so hot often in Southern California. So the streets are deserted a little bit more. People are on the inside in the stores, in the sari, but they're not necessarily all out on the street. And so it kind of, from my own imagination, it kind of just triggered this idea of a Western town with tumbleweeds kind of going down the street. And there's these little deserted spots like an old railway line that cuts across the main boulevard. And so all of these things just kind of trigger things in my imagination about what happens in this place, what can happen in an almost alternate universe variation of Artesia and Little India.
I mean, I have to say, after seeing your take on this Little India in Artesia, I don't think I'll ever be able to go back to Artesia and not feel like it's some alternate reality Western with this little slice of land that should be an independent state. But I wanted to ask you about, you know, there are definitely quite a few inside jokes for Indians or Indian Americans, like the cuts to dramatic Bollywood-inspired scenes or maintaining one's eyebrows. So in a subtle way, it really centers Indian American cultural identity. Why is telling these types of stories important to you?
You know, I think unless we tell these stories and unless these stories get out, in some ways there's no kind of narrative documentation of the fact that we were ever here. And in some ways we can show our kids and our grandkids these movies and go, oh, this was an expression of who we were back in the day. And I don't have anything against other people kind of telling our stories too, but it's important that we do it because we can be a little bit more authentic in terms of how we tell this narrative of who we are in this particular time and place.
And one of the themes that we found in the film was community. Here's Vinny's narration at the end of the film.
Maybe it's just a story about finding your crew. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely a story about finding your crew. Definitely.
So tell us about the importance of finding your crew. Why did you want that to be in this film?
You know, it's really interesting when you make a film because in some ways it's almost like doing a heist in many ways. You're trying to find a bunch of people who are as ridiculous and as mad as you are to go on an adventure that is more likely to fail than succeed. And to do that, you need to find people that believe in you and people that you can trust and people that are ready to support you as well. And it's the same case with Vinny in this film as well. He needs to find people that are willing to go along on this journey with him. And I think this idea of community, it's all what we're striving for ultimately. We want to have other people hear us and see us and believe in us. I think we all crave wanting to be part of something bigger than ourselves.
Yeah. Well, the film is really fun. It's called Forsomosis, and we've been talking with director Ravi Kapoor. Thank you, Ravi.
Thank you guys so much for having me on. I appreciate it.